Today's Cotton News Line is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Like its previous versions, the proposed Protecting America's Workers Act would increase minimum penalties for violations of the Occupational Safety and Health Act, extend the law's provisions to public sector workers, enhance whistleblower protections, and provide extended rights for injured workers' family members.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One new provision would expand general duty clause protections beyond just the employer's employees to each employee of the employer or any other individual performing work at the place of employment. The new section would require the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to issue regulations requiring a site-controlling employer to track all recordable injuries and illnesses, including those occurring among contractors and subcontractors.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Senator Murray's reintroduced bill has been referred to the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, and a companion version is expected in the House soon. The bill's chances for passage appear slim given the Republican majority in the House has voiced its concern with the legislation in previous sessions.